For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Now, we have been looking at encounters in the month of November, and down till Friday, we'll still be looking at it before on Sunday. You know, normally, on Sunday, if a Sunday runs in by Sunday, and then we have weekday services before the Sunday of the new month, until we'll unveil the theme of the month officially on Sunday, we'll not start teaching on the month. You know, that's the way it has been. Are we together? So now, because Sunday is our first Sunday, that's why we're not starting on evangelism until we do it on a Sunday, and then we continue. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we've been looking at becoming compatible for encounters part 2. Becoming compatible for encounters part 2. The first one we look at becoming compatible for encounters part 1 was what? The first one we look at was what? Prayer and fasting. Becoming compatible for encounters. Hallelujah. I remember the song that we got by Minister Mint on Sunday. We are expecting an encounter and we are living in testimonies. Hallelujah. So when you're expecting an encounter, there are things you do that makes you compatible for that encounter. Praise God. And I believe as we look at the word of God, we'll become more compatible for those encounters. I was praying this evening when God spoke to me about certain things, and I want to draw our attention to it. See, there are three reasons why you should come to church. The first reason why you must come to church is because you love God, and then you desire to know His word, and you desire to know His principle. All together. And then the second reason is because you love yourself and you want to prosper. Do you understand? The first one is you love God, you desire His presence, you desire to know His principle, you desire His presence. The second one is because you love yourself, you want to succeed, you want to make it in life, you want to be useful to the kingdom. All together. And secondly, it's because you are loyal to a call, or you are loyal to a mandate. Because you are loyal to the anointing in Jesus, or you are loyal to the church, and we are having a service, you will be around. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? So the first reason is because you love God. Second one, you love yourself. And the third reason is because you are loyal to your mandate, or because you should be in church when we are having a service. Now, if number three becomes your primary reason why you come to church every day, it will affect your attitude toward every service. If the reason you come because you love God and you love yourself, everything I say, you will turn it towards God and towards yourself. And first of all, lastly, because of loyalty. Are we together? Yes. Let every word that we are bringing be because you love God and you apply these things, it will bring results. It will bring results. Most times, sincerely, when I look into my life and when I look at my spirit, what I see in my spirit is not what I'm seeing physically. Understand me? Like what God is showing me in my spirit or is about to happen is not what I'm seeing physically. But because of the strength of my spirit, I'm able to carry on whatsoever is happening physically. So first of all, the word of God is important for yourself first. Are we together? So becoming compatible for the word of for encounters, you have to look at it in the light that I desire encounter for my life, for the kingdom. Are we together? And then finally, because the word of God is coming to you, you will get blessed. So I want you to have to be open. Really, I want us to really appreciate the word of God anytime it's coming, and let our heart be set to receive. Receiving it, to apply it for our life, to see the results. Hallelujah. We cannot give what we don't have. You cannot share encounters that you don't have. Hallelujah. The stronger encounters that you have, the more valid your testimonies, the stronger your expressions, and people will know that you know what you're talking about. Like if I'm talking about being broke, or if I'm talking about being broke, and I start giving examples, by my examples, you will know that I've really been broke before. Is it true? You know, that's why if a pastor has started, there are pastors that cannot relate with poverty because they were never broke. Their parents were rich and they grew up into ministry rich. You discover that their example, when they start talking about poverty, they cannot really relate to poverty because they have not been there. Somebody that has been sick, when he started preaching about sickness, you understand this person has been sick before. I want to get that. That's why sometimes when I finish preaching, some people will meet me after the sermon and say, because there is a way when you hear a man of God, you know that if I tell you my case, you will not understand. Has it ever happened to you before? That by after listening to somebody, you know that even if I tell this person my story, he will not understand my story because he has never been like that. There is a word or certain things that people use when they are preaching that this person will understand what it's about and about to say. So when you have encounters, you become compassionate. You have more, the more encounters you have, the more you can be able to relate with people, the more you can jack people to have encounters, the more you can lead people and minister people into encounters. So I believe the word of God will bless you as always in the name of Jesus Christ. So becoming compatible for encounters part two. Today we'll be looking at the word. How the word makes you become compatible for encounters. Now, first of all, I will start today's teaching by giving you example of people that by exposing themselves to the word of God, they became compatible and they had encounters. Are we together? The more they take more word, the more they expose themselves. Hallelujah. How many of you know how they treat cancer? One of the ways they treat cancer is by what? By chemotherapy, or they expose them to rays. Hallelujah. And they call it radiation. What that radiation it does, the more you are exposed to something, the more it weakens the cancer cells and it dies after a while. Are we together? So the word of God, when the more you expose your heart, or the more you expose your spirit to the word of God, the more you expose yourself to the atmosphere of the word of God, something about you will definitely change, and then you are setting up yourself for encounters. Praise the Lord. You are becoming more compatible with encounters. So that will give you examples, and then I will give you how the word of God makes you compatible for encounters, and then I will give you how to maximize from the word of God till you have encounters. Praise the Lord. The first example I want to give you is the example of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, the Bible says, and Daniel understood by what? By books. Praise God. Is that a popular scripture? Jeremiah 25 verse 11. And Daniel understood by books. And Daniel understood by what? Books. And this whole land, Jeremiah 25 verse 11. This was where Daniel read. Do you understand, guys? And then we saw in Daniel chapter 9 verse 2 that he understood by book. Jeremiah 29 5 verse 11. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And this nation shall serve the king of Babylon. How many years? 70 years. All together? Then Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, the Bible says, and Daniel understood that the captivity of the people shall be 70 years. Do you understand me, guys? So he discovered that when Daniel was reading the Bible, he noticed that the Bible said, after 70 years, the people should be delivered. Praise God. And after 70 years, he began to pray. So now you can study the Bible and discover that the Bible says that health is the portion of the children of God. Praise God. Bishop Boedeva, he was reading the Bible and discovered that you should, according to the book of Job, the Bible says you will store up gold as dust. That was the scripture that Bishop Edebo was reading, and then he said that according to his story, that he stamped the table and then he stood up. He said, I can never be poor again. So he didn't listen to another, but he was listening or reading the word of God. You can read the Bible and say, by his stripes I am healed. Or by his stripes X, Y, Z. Or you read the Bible says that you shall be the head and not the tail. That was the story of DJ Olukoya, of how he became intellectual, because he didn't start as a smart student. Was according to the Bible. Together. So the more you read the word of God, it will expose you to certain truths. And then it will set you up for encounters. All together. The second example, I will give you the example of King Josiah. In 2 Kings chapter 22, don't worry, I will give you the story. It's a long reading. In 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 8, down to chapter 23. Now Josiah became king at the age of 8. Are we together? He became king at the age of 8. And then, He was after Amon, and then Josiah, he became king. Now, when he became king, the king that was before him was an idolatrous king. He served other gods. He worshipped Baal, worshipped under the green tree, all things that the Israelite did. So, when he became king at age 8, the Bible says he began to pursue God at that age. At age 12, he started renovating Jerusalem. So, what happened was, when they were cleaning the temple, they saw a book in the Bible, in the temple, and then they came and read it to Josiah. Now, when you read the Bible, say Daniel understood by books. In that time, the Bible was not written. Nowadays, you will say that Daniel understood by reading the Bible. Do you understand? At what age do we have the Bible? Even the New Testament, there was no Bible. Right? Yes. So the only thing they had was a book of Moses that was only kept in the temple. So when they read that book, the book that they read to King Josiah was actually the five books of Moses. So they read to him, the Bible says, okay, I'm saying the Bible now. They read him that the book is saying that God said, if my people stop worshiping me, they'll become slaves. So when they read it to him, he stood up and began to do what we call the revolution of Israel. He went to people, all the kings that served Baals. He went and dug them from the grave and then burned them physically. He went up and everyone that served after, he began to revolutionize the whole of Israel. This wouldn't have happened if he has never read it in the Bible. Are we together? So reading the Bible will stand. That was the reason why he became, why he died at, Megiddo. His death was not actually, he was not supposed to die. It was because he went to fight a battle he was not supposed to fight. Altogether. So reading the Bible will expose you to certain fruit. Another example I have is the example of David. Psalms 119 verse 97 to 99. How the word of God can expose you for encounter, or example of people that the word of God brought them to encounter. Psalms 119 verse 97 to 99. How many of you, all of you are aware of Psalms 27, right? Psalm 24 that says, one thing about the desire of the Lord, and that word was, that will I seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my heart, to behold his beauty and to inquire at his temple. Psalm 119 verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Are we there? Thou through thy commandment hast made me what? Wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more, 99 now, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are what? My meditation. Think about it. You have more understanding than your teachers. Why? Because the word of God are your meditation. Because you are a believer, you know, some of the things that the president do, you are not a president, but you are wiser. You will know that if you are a president, you will not do things like that. Why? Because the word of God has taught you that you don't do things like this. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Say he became wiser than his teacher because the word of God were his meditations. And because of that, at the age of 17, he was sought for in the palace. And at the age of 17, his rising became, the Bible says, at 30, he became the king. So the earlier you expose yourself to the word of God, the earlier your rising. We read about Jesus Christ that, at what age was he at the temple? 12, right? At what age was he, did he begin to shine? 30. At what age did Joseph had his first dream? 17, right? And at what age did Joseph became the king or the number two ruler in Egypt? 30. Discover that the earlier you expose yourself to the word of God, the earlier you're rising. Because by the time you will have developed a level or you have learned certain things, there are certain things you will never do. Are we together? Number three example is the example I will give you, the example of the disciples. Acts chapter 6 verse 4. The Bible says, and they will give themselves continually to what? The ministry of the word and to prayer. Are we together? Continually, consistently exposing yourself to the word of God was the secret of the apostles. All together, consistently exposing yourself. No wonder we read of the activities of the apostles. The book that had the highest encounters, you know, earlier on when I was listening to Dr. Paul Enetcho always sharing that the book of Acts of the Apostles always have a lot of powerful testimony. I say, what is there? Well, when you read the word of God, I've read the book of Acts countless times. And then there were times when I read some of the things I'm seeing now, I didn't see them before. Do you understand? Some of the stories I'm seeing now, some of the light I'm seeing now, I didn't see them earlier on when I'm reading those books. But the more you read the book of Acts, you see striking encounters because they expose themselves to the word of God. And when we say the word of God in the book of Acts, what are we talking about? In the book of Acts, what are we talking about? When we say in the book of Acts, they say they will give themselves to the word of God. So what are we talking about? What? The Old Testament, yes. It was never compiled. So they don't even have Ephesians. They don't have Matthew. They don't have what we have now. So they gave themselves to the word of God. And then another example is Apostle Paul. Second Corinthians, people that exposed themselves to the word of God. And by reason of that exposure, they became, they become compatible for several encounters that they had. Daniel has several encounters. He saw angels. He saw Michael himself. He saw Gabriel. Is that not true? King Josiah had, David had strange encounters. The disciples. Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13. And then Acts 17 verse 2. Apostle Paul was somebody that exposed himself to the word of God. And he had a lot and series of encounters. Somebody with 2 Timothy 4 13. Please. I read Acts 17 verse 2. The book of Acts 17 verse 2 says, and Paul, as his manner was, tell me, he had a culture. He went into them and 3 Sabbath days reasoned them out of the scriptures. How do you get that? So Paul was somebody, Paul was not only taught the scriptures like every other person, but he went to the school of the scripture, what we call Bible school today, under the best teacher called Gamaliel. Are we together? So, Paul, is anybody in Timothy? Oh, yes, the cloak that he's talking about, the cloak nowadays, yes.
The cloak that I left at Troas,
yes,
with Carpus,
yes.
When thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments.
Read verse 14 also.
Alexander the coppersmith did me such much evil.
Yes.
The Lord reward him according to his works.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he discovered that Paul had a culture of traveling with books, traveling with parchment. Parchment, you know what is parchment? Parchment is, in the olden days, they write with the skin of animals. And the skin, there is a particular tree that has a particular ink. That's what they used to write. That is why you hear of manuscript 1914. Manuscript. Have you ever seen manuscript and then they were attaching years to it? Manuscript 2004 or no? Manuscript 1214. Manuscript this and this. And they say all the manuscripts agree with one another. Have you heard stories like that? Now, the reason why they have that is because they use the skin of animals to write in those days. And then skin of animals, after a while, it destroys. It's not like plastic. It's not like it has a way of spoiling. That's a word to use. Let me use for now. It spoils after 100 days or after 200 days. It will degenerate. So that's what we call scrap. I need to copy it to another skin. Do you understand? So everyone that works or that had a part of the scripture had what we call the parchment. So Paul had a culture of working with the scriptures. So now, every one of us, as we expose ourselves to the word of God, we become very, very compatible for encounters. Now, how does the word of God make you compatible for encounters? How does exposing yourself to the word of God make you compatible for encounters? The first thing that is, the word of God grants you revelation and then set your expectations. Do you understand what I said? The word of God grants you what? Revelations. And the more revelations you have, the more expectations you have. Did you hear what I said? The more revelations you have is what? The more expectations you have. Luke 4:21, and he began to say unto them, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Daniel read in Daniel chapter 2 verse 9 verse 2 that the captivity of the people of Israel should be after 70 years. Praise the Lord. So the word of God grants you revelation and the word of God grants you expectations. The more I study the word of God, the more I know about certain things. Hallelujah. That is why sometimes when I say some things, I say it because I saw it in the Bible. Like, I am walking in abundance. I live in overflow. I read in the Bible that when Jacob was testifying to Pharaoh, he said, the God that fed me. I got that scripture early 2016. When that one I was trusting God, Lord, how will I cut off my feeding? I'm not working. Nobody is sending me money. The ministry cannot cut off for my need. And then I was reading that scripture when Jacob was speaking to Pharaoh, he said that there was a God that fed him. I will get that. So seeing that blew my mind that God can feed a person. I will get that. So exposing yourself will grant you revelation. The more when now somebody like me, when I begin to say that I will never be broke, or I will never, I saw it in the Bible, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. The Bible says he became poor that we may become rich. So the word of God grants you revelations. And the more revelations you have, the more expectations you have. Hallelujah. Your expectations are always a product of your revelations. Number two, the word of God reveals patterns and ways to expect encounters. The more you study the word of God, it shows you patterns and how people had encounters. Isaiah 51 verse 2 is a scripture I love so much. The Bible says, look at Abraham your father, for I called him alone and I blessed him alone. If God is going to bless you, he'll bless you alone. Are you hearing me? If God wants to bless this church, he will bless me and bless us individually. That is why, you see, you can have 5 senior pastors in a ministry. Something happened one time when I was in a minister's conference at Abuja. Of course, every ministry has top senior pastors. You understand? Top senior pastors. So one of the sessions, after the session, there were 2 senior pastors that people were running to them. People were running to them. And all the other senior pastors were just passing as if they were normal pastors. Then I understood that all of them have been there for long, connecting the same anointing, same access, same everything. But they discovered that these 2 people there is something about it that makes it different from the rest of the senior pastors. That then people can run for them. Are you get that? So you see that people get rewarded alone. There is a pattern that people get rewarded. And then after a while, people know that this person is different. Praise God. Hebrews 11 verse 11 reveals a way that God blesses people. I expect to hear the voice of God by my inner witness, because I read in the Bible that God speaks to our hearts. I expect to see God in my dreams. I expect to see God in the word of God. So studying the word of God, every encounter in the Bible, there is a pattern or there was a way it happened. Are we together? Come on, are we together? So the word of God reveals patterns of encounters. It was in the word of God I discovered that if you want to get money, if you want to have encounters toward money, how do you do? If you want to have financial encounters, how will you do it? How will you have financial encounters? Number 1, by prayers. Number 2, by studying the word of God. Number 3, by fasting. You have financial encounters. Is it true? Come on. How will you have financial encounters? By what? By sowing, by giving. Why did you say so? Because you too discover that in the Bible, the way to have some money is to give money. How did you come to that conclusion? Because you studied the Bible. A pastor, one of the pastors that was teaching, one of us, was sharing the Bible school that he was in a denomination before. They used to do 70 days flogging poverty out. They would fast and pray, flogging poverty. They would come. They would really fast. They were thin. And all everybody was broke. So when he began to expose himself to teachings that taught about giving, principles of giving, and then that is when he changed his denomination. And then he began to give. And then he discovered that the principle of giving is a functional principle that works for everybody. That is the pattern in scripture. You will never know it if you don't expose yourself to the word of God. Are we together? Yes. You will never know. Giving such that every person that Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world now, right? Worth $171 billion. Is that true? How many are we in this world? 7 billion people. Right? 7 billion. We are 7 billion, close to 8 billion. And only him is worth 171 billion. So 171 divided by 7 billion people. Huh? That means you see that every citizen in the world is entitled to a million of Naira's. We are only sharing one person's money. Not Bill Gates' money, not to talk about the richest people. You see that there is enough money, but the way to have money is to give. All of them, all of us know Bill Gates for the highest philanthropy, one of the highest philanthropy. He alone sponsored all the malaria drugs in Africa. Yes. That's why he's the second person. You cover that. Getting money is not only a Bible kingdom principle. Even people in the secular world know that to have money, you must give. That is the pattern. Are we together? Yes. Including those that are not. So when you read the Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. That means if you don't give, you will not receive. So how, if you want to expose yourself to financial encounters, the what to do is to expose yourself to the pattern in the Bible. Are we together? Now, if you want to expose yourself to a lifestyle of mercy, the Bible says, I will show mercy to him that shows mercy. you discover there are patterns to every encounter. If you want to receive honor, you want to have encounter with people honoring you, the way to do it is to honor people. Are we together?
Yes.
So number three, the word of God grows our spirit man and build our soul for divine visitations. First of all, I said the word of God grants you revelation and sets you expectant for encounters. Number two, I said the word of God reveals patterns to you and ways to expect encounters. So if I want financial encounters by the patterns in the Bible, I know how to activate it. If I want angelic encounter by the pattern in the word of God, I activate it. Altogether, the way Daniel had angelic encounter was fasting and prayers. You will see angels by fasting and prayer, but you don't get money by that pattern. Do you understand me now? So the word of God number three is, it makes your spirit to be stronger, to be able to be ready for spiritual encounters. First Peter 2 verse 2, the Bible says, a newborn baby desire the sincere milk of the word of God, that you will do what? Grow thereby. Praise the Lord. The same anointing that makes somebody fall down will not make somebody fall down. Why? Why? Because of spiritual weight and spiritual capacity. Do you understand? Our spirit man are fed by the word of God. I always say this, and if you've been here around, you will have heard me say it, that if you want your physical body to grow, what will you eat? Food. Right? That is why even as a child, if a mother wants a child to grow, she will stop giving him sweet. Even though he wants sweet and ice cream, she will give him real food that will make him grow. Right? Now, if I said, I always say that if you want your soul to grow, what will you fill it with? No. Your soul. You feed it with information, right? Books. The more exposed your mind is bigger. You begin to think faster. That is why an average PhD student will think better than an undergraduate. But an undergraduate that developed himself can. So the more exposed your soul is, the better your mind. So if you want your spirit man to grow, what will you take? The word of God. Are we together? So there are certain things that God will never reveal to you based on the word content in you. Until you build yourself to that level, those encounters will never come to you. Are we together? So building yourself with the word of God, exposing yourself to God, it grows your spirit man, like eating physical food grows your physical body. The more you feed yourself with the word of God, the more you feed yourself with the word of God, your spirit man becomes stronger, stronger, stronger. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14 says, strong meat belongs to those who are of age, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. Praise the Lord. So exposing yourself to the word of God makes your spirit man to become strong. Hallelujah. So the encounters that make people run away, it doesn't shake you. Do you understand? It won't shake you. What everybody will jitter and weary on, you will stand and it's not shaking you. Because your spirit man is strong. Your spirit man is strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Four. Now what the word of God enables and grants you discernment. How the word of God makes you compatible for encounters is the word of God always grants you what? Discernment. Hallelujah. Grant you discernment. At one notice, you'll be able to know something that is fake. Praise God. You will be able to know something that is fake. You'll be able to know that this encounter is not from the Lord. This vision is not from the Lord. Hallelujah. This dream is not from the Lord. No matter how spectacular it sounds, it's not from the Lord. This miracle is not from the Lord. Most time when I'm passing, I see people doing miracle. Is it miracle now? Supernatural road shows. Hallelujah. Yes, and many people believe it. I see people, a native doctor casting out demons out of people. And many Christians go to them. Why? Because they don't know the word of God and they are gullible. But as you study the word of God, you discover that it's not possible. The Bible says a demon cannot cast out a demon. Is that not true? I read that in the Bible. So anytime, no matter who is the person, once I know that you are not a man of God, or a genuine man of God, I know that that encounter, no matter how real it sounds, is not from God. How do you hear that? So it sets you right for the right encounters. Because you become more discerning. You are not easily deceived. Hallelujah. You are not easily deceived. And then another thing that the word of God is, the word of God builds your faith and gives you strong confidence in the supernatural. Hallelujah. The word of God will build your faith. Faith coming by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. If you can believe me and do this exercise, your life will not be the same. Do you know something? The word of God is in different forms. One of the forms is written word. Hallelujah. When you discover program schedule, they say time for the word, 40 minutes, 50 minutes. But why do you write time for the word? Because when the pastor comes, he will not be reading Hosea and then continue reading for the 40 minutes. He will share his story. He will share certain things. He will share certain principles. He will tell you, God told him this, but all of them are classed under the word. Is that not true? Listening to audio message does something to you that I cannot explain it, because when it did it to me, myself, I could not really grasp what it was doing to me. The more you listen to messages, you will not be the same. Do you understand what I said? Listen to audio messages, you will not be the same. I remember the first time I bought 50 acidic messages by Dr. Paul Enenche. It was 50 messages in one disc. 1,000 naira. I bought that disc. 1,000 naira. I listened to those messages 3 times or 4 times, once at a time. My life was, I knew that I changed. Do you understand me? I knew that I changed. I listened to Dr. Penge one time when he was talking. He said the same thing, and then Pastor David Ibiomi said this thing. I've not started it, but I'm planning to study January. He said that I stopped at a particular period. He said that he listened to Bishop Oyedepo every day. The same thing Pastor David Ibiomi said, that all of them are sons of Pastor David Ibiomi. He said they listen to him every day. They listen to his message. No wonder they are the two biggest sons of Pastor David Oyedepo. They are the two biggest. They listen to him every day. Every day the anointing rubs. Every day the spirit rubs. Every day. And he said, Dr. Paul said that sometimes he listened to old messages again and again. There are messages of Bishop Oyedepo. He listened to this 7 times before he even understood what Bishop David Oyedepo was saying. I listened to that guy with me. He said that listen to me every day and you'll not be the same. That is why I said I don't listen to his message. I was listening to his message last week, and then my wife was telling me that I'm playing this message today 3 times. Because I don't listen to it once. I will listen to it repeatedly. Because it does something to you. Do you understand me now? I asked us one time if you have listened to a particular man of God and he's become speaking in tongues like him. Has it ever happened to you? It happened to you, right? Why? Because the spirit is rubbing on you. It's rubbing on you. Out there, get a particular man of God message, anybody, and then listen to them. You know, there was a time I gave you one exercise. I said, listen to a particular man of God, and then I gave you a particular, when you are fasting. Do you remember? It will always have a, it build your spirit man and then make you set for supernatural encounters. So the word of God does that to you. So listen to the word, listen to the sermons, listen, play audio messages. Audio Bible. All together. Always, 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 it will set your spirit for, you will not know. Dakawad Mees was anointed by listening to Dakawad Mees messages. Yes. Let me share the story with you. He said that he was a medical student, and then he was listening to Kenneth E. Hagin. He had what we call auto repeat tape that time. So he was playing the tape around 2 midnight, praying and fasting. He was doing his medical. So the tape was playing in the room like that, and then he was here praying. Then he was praying. Then he said that something left the tape physically as Kenneth E. Hagin was preaching and entered the stomach. I've listened to him share the story over 10 times. And then he entered the stomach, pow! And then he had, now you can teach. He said that when he came back to the church and started preaching, the members were saying, what happened to you? That was how he got anointed. By listening to audio messages. It gave him the encounter to the supernatural. So, listening to the word of God via, or exposing yourself to the word of God, all forms, physical word of God. I can share many stories of people that as we are listening to the word of God, they had encounters. Are we together? So exposing yourself to the word of God exposes you to the supernatural. So more exposure to the word of God makes you more compatible for supernatural encounters. They will happen faster. the more word content that you have. Hallelujah. Now the word of God on its own grant you encounters. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, what does it say? We all beholding as in a glass, the what? The glory of the Lord, we have been what? Transformed into it. See, listen guys. There is something about your life that will change the more you study the word. Your character, your mindset, your perspective. There is a way every fraudster thinks. The things of outsmarting everybody they meet. Is it true? Yes. Why? Because they have exposed themselves to people that think in that area. There is a way a prostitute think. And one of the thought is that use what you have to get what you want. They have another mindset that you cannot suffer when you have what it takes to end your suffering. That is the way that happens to everybody that exposes himself to church. You discover that there is a way church people think. That's why they discover that when you begin to think in a particular way, they begin to call you church boy or church girl or brother Mary or brother Joseph or all those kind of names. Why? Because there is a way we think. We believe when somebody slaps you, you don't revenge back. That is the way we are thinking, because that is the way the word of God taught us. Are we together? The word of God taught us that you should be selfless. So there is a way that exposing yourself to the word of God alone, it changes you. Are we together? It changes everything about you. It changes your whole lifestyle. It changes your own perspective. And the more changed you are, the more compatible you become for supernatural encounters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, how do you maximize from the word of God for encounters? The first is to learn how to read the word of God. Study the word of God and then meditate on the word of God. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 and then Acts chapter 6 verse 4. Acts 17 verse 10 says the same thing. Remember in our month of revelation on the word of God, I taught us the difference between reading the word of God, studying the word of God, and meditating on the word of God. Is that true? At least you can get that whole message. All of them, I took a different day to talk about reading, studying, so you can get the message and listen to them. But there is even between reading the word of God, studying the word of God, and meditating on the word of God. As ministers of the gospel, you will not be able to produce the word of God. Remember what Meat was saying? When he said that he noticed that you, even if you don't understand the particular scripture, you'll not be able to share it very well. You'll not be able to really bless people because you don't really understand it very well. Hallelujah. I always ask you guys this question. If you have ever taken tutorial, you notice that when you are reading for yourself, it's different from the reading you do when you are reading to take tutorial. Is it true? Yes. Why? Because you'll be able to answer, you prepare yourself to answer 7 questions. Hallelujah. That is the way, as a pastor, when you are studying the word of God, you don't only read, you study and then you meditate to understand it. Praise God. So for the word of God to really make you compatible for encounters, you must read it. Read it like a newspaper. Hallelujah. How many of you ever been walking and then a scripture came to you, like this came to you? Or then, you know this is in the Bible, but you don't know where it is. Have you ever read something and then it just pop up to your spirit? Why? Because you know this. I have seen this in the Bible one time. Right? That is reading. But studying, like you understand the A, B, C, and the nitty gritty. And then meditating is what we call absorbing the word of God into you. So when you do all these 3 levels, it makes you more compatible for encounters. Are we together? Number 2 is make the word of the intake of the word of God daily. Make the intake of the word of God daily. Hallelujah. Psalms 19 verse 2. And then Isaiah chapter 58 verse 2. Make the intake of the word of God daily. Pastor David Ibiomi always says something that the recipe or the remedy for a healthy lifestyle is daily dosage or intake of the word of God. And I believe him so much because there was a time I tried it. The more of the word of God you take, the more healthy you will live. How many of you know Proverbs 20? It says that, my son, give attention to my word. Incline thine eyes to my what? Saying. Do not let them depart from your mouth. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are what? Life to them that find it, and health to all their flesh. So every intake of the word of God kills malaria. I know all of us are aware of the story of John Gillick, when there was a bubonic plague in South Africa, and then they brought it to his hand, and then they put it in his hand, and then he died. I mean, you know the story, right? Okay, there was a story in South Africa when John Gillick was in South Africa, and then there was a like coronavirus, more deadly than coronavirus now nowadays now, and then everybody was dying. So John Gillick was a pastor in South Africa, so he was helping them carry the people that were afflicted, and then he was not wearing a mask, he was not wearing a ventilated vest. And then people were saying that he will soon die, and then they wonder he didn't die. So he called the scientists and said that, I cannot die because I have the Zoe life of God in me. He said, because he read the Bible, he said what the Bible said, that it is Zoe life of God in us. Then he said, to prove it to you, bring what happened was the disease or the virus was in their mouth. Say, fetch the saliva of a victim and put it on my palm. And then put a microscope on my palm. And then notice what happened to the bacteria. Normally, if that bacteria touches your skin, you know that there are pores in your skin. They will enter your skin. That's how people get contaminated. And he said, the doctor said that no, you will die. They said no. So they did it. And then they put a microscope. And then when they put the bacteria, they noticed that they were alive in his hand. And then after a while, they started dying. Do you understand that kind of deadly experiment? And then they noticed that they became afraid, started becoming afraid of him. They said something like that. But the point was that he studied from the word of God that the word of God has what we call the Zoe life. Are we together? So have a revelation. Are we? Make the word of God daily. So as the more you take the word of God, he said that he takes it daily. Make it a practice of the word. That is why I always avoid Bible reading plan for us. That is always a maintenance checking point for us. All together? Because you become busy. Become busy. Number three. Approach the word of God with value and honor and expectation. Approach the word of God with value. Anytime you are approaching Bible study or the time for the word of God, put a level of value, a level of honor, and a level of expectation on it. Job 23 verse 12, the Bible says, I esteem the word of God above my necessary food. Are we together? Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4, the Bible says, where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. So anytime you pick the Bible to read, there should be a level of decorum, a level of honor, a level of expectation that you place on the word of God. If not, it will not bless you. Hallelujah. Anytime you are doing a Bible reading plan, anytime you are doing something like that, put a level of honor. Put a level of value on it. Put a level of expectations. As I'm reading the word of God, even if it's like today I was reading the Bible and then something struck me. Yesterday I was reading the Bible and then something struck me. God said to, as I said, God has given me this word, the tongue of the learned, that I may be able to speak the right word in season to him that is weary. Then I understood that there is a word. That is why you discover that no matter the topic that certain men of God are preaching, you are blessed. Is it true? No matter the topic, you are blessed. That's what we call the tongue of the learned. That's what the Holy Spirit told me, that you see this is what is happening. I was only reading the word of God. Then it struck me. Then the Holy Spirit told me that this is what happens. Any topic they are preaching, you'll be blessed. Why? Because they have what we call the tongue of the learned, that what they are saying connect to you. They know how to say it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So approach the word of God with value and honor. And then open your heart to be and free to receive instructions from the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, many times when we preach like this, many people will now have an attitude, okay, now I'm going to have a Bible reading plan. I'm going to start these kind of things. But then when you are reading, expect instructions. Are we together? Expect instructions. Expect to be instructed. And then you'll be instructed. Hallelujah. There are days you read the Bible and then you will receive instruction to fast. You will receive instruction to worship. You will receive instruction to praise. You will receive instruction to do many things. And when you do those things, you are becoming more compatible for encounter, because there is no spirit that you talk to for a long while and the spirit will not reply you. Do you understand me? Anytime you consult any spirit for a long while, the spirit will reply you. That is a law, one of the laws of the spirit. Every spirit always reply. I know a true life story of a young guy that wanted to go into the music industry. Let me tell you what he did. He began to walk close to rivers for months. He just go to the river and began to, he was walking there. He was told that there are spirits. He said, he will go to the river and be speaking to the river. I tell you a true life story happened in my place. A true life story. One of the days he went, a spirit spoke back to him. There is always a law of spirit that spirits always reply their seekers. Always. If you want to consult the spirit of mammon, that is negative money now, when you begin to pursue that area, it may take a while, but they will reply you. That is the way it is with the spirit of the word of God. Do you understand me? The more you expect a reply from the Bible, the more you are open to instruction, the word of God will speak back to you. The more you study, the word will always speak back to you. Hallelujah. So expect it. I expect to receive instruction when I'm studying the word of God. I expect to be spoken back. I expect answers to be answered back. Hallelujah. When you have a question, I pick the Bible. I expect to receive answers. Because there is a spirit and it's a living word. The Bible says the word of God is what? Living and active. Living and active. Sharper than every word. Two-edged sword. So the word of God is living and active. So expect your heart. Open up your heart. Carry the Bible and say, Father Lord, of course, I have always a practice of always praying before you study. Father Lord, speak to me. I expect instruction from you. Hallelujah. And God will always speak to you. Number five is apply the word of God that is revealed to you. James chapter 1 verse 22. The Bible always says that don't be only hearers, but also doers of the word of God. The word of God that you apply is the word of God that will work in your life. Are we together? The word of God you apply is what? The word of God that will work in your life. That's why we can have 50 members, but not the same result. The same anointing, same love by the men of God, but not the same result. The word of God that you apply is the same word that will bring results. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the more you expose yourself to the word of God, you know what happened to you this evening? As you are listening to me, is a level of exposure to the word of God. Something has happened to you. You have gotten information. Something has dropped in your spirit unconsciously. And the more exposed you are with the word of God, the more compatible you become for encounters. And I believe that all of us will have encounters in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. This evening I was praying, and always in the night, yesterday night when I was praying, I say, Father Lord, I pray for all the leaders in Shekinah Encounter Center, all the members, every one of us. May we always have strange encounters. Encounters that will make us strong with the word of God. Father Lord, I pray that you open up us up to strange encounters of the Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we package our tithe and offering? Father Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask the Lord you receive.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.